The mayor is out of town this evening, so I will be serving as acting mayor. My name is Mary Westfall. Generally, I serve as president of council. I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for Monday, September 18th, 2017, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capelini here. Mr. Frye.
Here.
Mr. Hanem.
Here.
Mrs. Hussman.
Here.
Mr. Lukey.
Here.
Mr. Mishka.
Here.
Acting Mayor, Mrs. Westfall.
Here. All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I'd like to welcome all of our guests this evening. There are agendas on both sides of the table, so feel free to help yourself. And if you have questions, simply raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance, this time led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So now we are on to item number three, additions to the agenda, and I have one addition, and that will be addition 3A, election of President Pro Tem. And with that, I would see if any members of council have other items to be added to the agenda. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, I have a report at the end of the meeting on the Sister City Commission.
Okay, so for item number 13, Sister City Commission?
Yep.
Okay. Anything from any other members of council? Hearing nothing, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mrs. Westfall.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mrs. Westfall.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as as amended. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries and agenda is approved as amended. Now I would
Madam President, I apologize. What's the protocol when you preside? Do you get to vote?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
I do get to vote.
I assumed that.
Yes.
I just wanted to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Good question. So now I'd like to move on to agenda item 3A, the election of President Pro Tem. Is there a nomination of a President Pro Tem?
I'd like to nominate Councilman Hanem.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Councilman Hanem fill in as President Pro Tem. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries and Councilman Hanem will serve as President Pro Tem. Congratulations, Councilman
Thank
Hanem.
You, fellow councilman.
So now that brings us up to agenda item number four, and Councilman Hanem, I will invite you to move forward with approval of the meeting minutes for the September 6, 2017 meeting.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, yes. I moved adoption of minutes of the meeting of council from September 6, 2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I move adoption of those minutes, approval of those minutes without amendment unless there are any.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the meeting minutes for the September 6, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting minutes stand approved as presented. Thank you very much. So with that, we'll move on to agenda item five. And my brief conversations here, looks like we have a lot of people here to support this conversation or to listen to this conversation. I'm not sure exactly where they are on them. But I would invite Ray Betts, and I think you're here really to talk about the Downtown Sylvania Association, the Redbird Art District. You provided a very nice folder to council members. We all had an opportunity to take a look at that. And I know you're proposing some changes, so we're here to listen today and determine what the next appropriate steps would be. So, Ray, would you like to address council? So could we have a quick introduction, maybe just go across and let us know who you are and what company you're associated with.
Well, my name's Rayetta. I'm chair of Redford Arts District, and I currently work for Landers Creative and the Toledo Arts Commission.
Scott Stamp, my president of DSA.
I'm Dan Fuller. I am the art director for the River Center Gallery and Foundation in downtown Slovenia. I am also one of the founding members of Redford Arts District, as well as vice president of the DSA.
I'm Scott Hudson from Hudson Gallery, also one of the founding members of the Redford Arts District.
I'm Barbara Hudson, co-owner of Hudson Gallery and one of the founding members of Redford Arts.
John Healy, DSA board member.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to take the floor to start. So first of all, I want to thank you all for having a great meeting, and I want to thank everyone who came out as well. One of the most important things I wanted to talk about tonight was how this all came to be. We had taken over the American Gallery on Savannah Avenue and decided it would be a great opportunity for us to move to downtown Savannah and be a part of the growth that is happening on Main Street. And Scott Hudson gave me a phone call, and I wasn't even thinking about this, but he called me and said, how can we work together? How can these two galleries work together to help both of our businesses, but also be a part of this community? And I don't know, I guess I was a little taken aback because I was so focused on, I just want a gallery on Main Street around here, and I wasn't really thinking about the effects that I might have in downtown, and I wasn't thinking about how all of this is going to come to be. And the original idea was, let's start having our openings on the same night. So you have your gallery opening, and you invite all your guests, and then we'll have our gallery opening, and we'll invite all our guests on the same evening, and we'll kind of cross-promote our galleries and hope to get more people down here. That conversation started, but it quickly turned into, wait a minute, what if we involve all the businesses? What if all the businesses provide something in downtown Savannah that's interesting for everyone to be a part of? And each one of those businesses has 300 or has 30 of their clients or customers to be down there. And think about the numbers that we could have in downtown Savannah if we did something like that. So we put our heads together and we asked Ray to come on board as well. And the four of us came up with the concept of the Redford Arts District. And the idea would be the first Friday of every month, everyone would come down and enjoy all of our businesses, what we have to offer. But what are we gonna do? How are we gonna lure them down here? How are we gonna get them to get involved? So we quickly came up with creative approaches to each, you know, to theme each month, to make them fun, whether there would be food trucks or live music or music afterwards. And it kind of quickly took off. These last 2 years, this was our 24th Redbird Art Walk. This has been done on a volunteer basis. Four people sitting around the dinner table, having a good time together, and putting a lot of passion and drive into this community and really wanting to make a change. We're quickly realizing that the four of us can't do it alone. But we also have realized that what we've been providing the most is opportunity for downtown. Opportunity for downtown businesses, opportunity for our community to get to know what we have to offer, opportunity for artists and different vendors. And our mission was kind of starting to reflect what the DSA is all about. The DSA is all about building a better downtown and a growing downtown. And I think the four of us, with a lot of thought, realized, hey, in order for us to grow, in order for us to mature, in order for us to step up to the demands of what downtown has, we need to step up. We need to take this to the next level. And working with the DSA was a part of that next level. DSA's mission is, you know, very much in reflection of what our mission is about. And as much as we have enjoyed the first 2 years what we were doing, we knew that it was a mature step to move forward and to merge with DSA. So that's kind of what we're we're talking about in the sketch is, the first part is that we did decide to merge with CSA. And the next part is, how do we continue to make this grow? And the city of Savannah is very much a part of that. And in order for us to take this next leap, we're going to have to hire someone to kind of manage the whole thing, manage everything that goes on with the GSA, manage our First Fridays, our farmers market, our community events, our shopping events. We have a local fest that we put on 2 times a year. We have our Miracle on Main Street that we did so well with all coming together to make happen. So I guess the ask and what we're asking in this folder and what you've already read about truly is, we're asking the city, how can you help us make that next leap and to mature this program that has done so well for so long and hopefully, be an important part of what Sylvania is all about. Redbird has kind of become an ambassador. He's kind of become the person that, the character that everyone looks to and knows what's going on. People call us all the time saying, I make such and such. How do I get involved in Redbird? Or how do I showcase my work on a Friday night? Or, with this up-and-coming food truck, and we'd love to have an opportunity to be a part of your downtown. We've had other communities, Perrysburg, Toledo, reach out to us and say, Bowling Green, reach out to us and say, what are you guys doing? How are you making this work? So I know we're being recognized, and I know we're doing a great thing. We're just here to help, or here to ask you to help us move that along so that we can continue to grow Redbird and continue to grow the GSA.
I do think, Danny, that everyone recognizes the good work that's going on with Redbird. It's a fabulous event, and it is doing great things in our community. So I will share with you, I know that the mayor actually scheduled this for this particular meeting. I think there is probably a few questions from council. I don't know if there were other people on your team that actually had remarks to make, but if there are, I'd be happy to hear those. But certainly, there may be a few questions from council members. This might be something we would be moving to committee for some real detailed discussion, because it sounds like something that is very important. And we are very proud of the good things that are happening with Redbird and want to make sure that we give this its due time and due justice to make sure we're reflecting and getting all the information that we need. So with those comments, is there anybody else that was planning to speak tonight specifically to this? Okay.
Just from the Danny from these guys from Redbird and how she explained how Redbird the next step, it just all made sense. Whereas DSA, everybody's volunteer, we didn't have time. They're really creative. It just, when you bring it all together, just with everything that's been going on in downtown and you've seen growing and all the events starting to happen, there's a lot of work been put in. And with the Redbird and with DSA together, coming together, there's so many more things that are going to happen and make downtown even better. And like Danny said, brought up the farmer's market. We have all the farmer's markets now calling us, asking us what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's thanks to Bill. We're always on Bill all the time.
You're not telling them the truth, are you? I mean, because you don't want to have them to...
No. But no, just to add on to Dan saying, though, we have other communities now calling us about our farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Because our farmer's market is actually one of the better ones now. And we've built that up over the last few years. So and just, when you combine it all together, it's going to add value. It's going to bring more people downtown shopping. It's going to be more sales dollars, more tax dollars coming in for people spending money downtown from all these events. So, and just all together, it's going to be a great thing.
Thank you, Scott. Definitely, again, we see great merit in it. And I do think, just so that we're clear here, again, I think we'll refer this to committee, and I'll defer to my fellow council members if they've got some questions. But I want to make sure we're all understanding the ask. Looking through the materials, it looks like you're seeking $16,000 support for this particular effort at this point in time. Am I understanding that correctly? And then I would say certainly that would become part of our budgeting process, and we'd have to take some time to reflect on where we are from a budget standpoint. But I would ask if any of my fellow council members have anything critical that they'd like to know for now. And again, I think we'll move it to committee at some point. But if there's a critical question or two, I think we can ask that.
I had a question. Let's assume that council approves this and we move this process forward. I think it's I think it's an interesting idea and concept. Where do you guys, and this sounds like an interview question, but where do you guys see yourselves moving this forward? It's been a great thing for the last few years. What, if we take this step, where do you see this going in the next 2 or 3 years? Thank you.
Okay, Mary, this is a question that I think we can probably drill down deeper on in the committee process, but help me understand the question of complementing and duplicating. All right, this, the council already funds our chamber. We already fund this, the Arts Commission. And so you're coming in and asking for some funding. Help me understand how, what Redbird will do and the downtown merchants will do as it relates to those other groups.
Well, I would hope that, that the DSA all along is going to have a paid employee. I think that's important in order to keep the DSA running, because you are dealing with businesses at all times. So you're kind of getting a two-for-one. You're getting a marketing team implementing and coming in and working with your DSA. So in order to keep all of it, all the businesses and everything that's going on in a structural way, someone has to get paid to do that. Now you're getting a marketing team to go along with that. That's my best answer on that. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
I agree.
Okay. So you don't see yourselves repeating what some of the other groups are doing, or maybe more positively talk about how you feel you might work with the other groups?
We work really well together.
Everything that we are asking for would be taking place in downtown. as they already are.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question. You know what, Mrs. Capellini has just started.
So, first of all, I don't think we've seen this level of cooperation in downtown Sylvania in 10 years. Like, it's a level that we have right now, all the organizations getting along and all the happy people versus some other years when it wasn't quite as good. But here's my question. What if we give you $16,000 this year? Are you going to ask for $16,000 next year? Or how's that going to work? Or are you going to try to find sponsors? Or are we going to be, like, on the hook for $16,000 every year?
So I know in our packet, hopefully this is the time to review it, or if you're able to, we put together a job description for this Main Street manager. So this person who could work with all the businesses, as we're doing right now, volunteers, but then also work with new businesses, especially some will be developed, breweries coming to town, and just knowing how this will continue to grow and more businesses will be attracted to moving here. And this focuses, again, just on downtown Sylvania. So,
but also looking for sponsorship.
Yes.
And grant writing. So
yes. So that Main Street manager position is orchestrating all these things, but part of that goal is to write grants, get sponsorship, do marketing, as I mentioned, reaching out to different businesses, reaching out to larger businesses in the community to help sponsor some of the events that we're doing. So that we are bringing in more money and we are eventually going to be able to, yes. So if someone could dedicate their time to doing that, a paid employee, then we wouldn't need to ask for as much money in the future. I mean, I think this ask is asking the city to recognize what we've developed in the past 2 years. It's working, it's successful. Now, help us a little bit so that we can carry it on. And once we get to that point, I think that we, with what we've been doing, we'll be able to sustain ourselves on our own.
Okay. So, again, we will move this to committee. I know Mrs. Husband had one question. Perhaps that can be our last question.
I have one after that, but I'll be quick.
Everybody's got a question, so that's good. Go ahead.
My question is, the first item on the proposed budget says dues. You're going to raise member fees. Do your members know you're going to raise their fees? And how much are we talking about? Because obviously, the DSA's had a number, and those are the people who are going to be asked to pay more, I assume, if we're saying raising fees. Talk to me about how you're going to convince them that that's a good idea.
The dues are going to go up. Obviously, Redbird had their fee that they're charging.
Right.
DSA had our fees.
Are you combining the two then?
They're going to be combined.
Mm-hmm. You took a vote and everyone was in favor of having their
the members. About 40 people.
Yeah. And they all agreed that they wanted their dues raised.
Everybody was fine.
I think they're understanding of why their dues would be raised.
Okay.
There's a lot of marketing that goes into why that would happen. So if it's $18 more a month, if you can find someone that will put an ad in a paper for $18 a month or do any kind of marketing, mm-hmm. I mean, we're actually in the long run going to save
Just to clarify, most of the businesses are members of Bold right now, so they're paying two fees. So mm-hmm. this will actually lower their fees and just pay one.
So you're not combining your membership dues?
We no. are.
Well, not the total.
Not the total.
Right.
Not
so now the one with a middle ground due that makes a little bit more sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
In terms of a short-term village, people are paying their taxes. We're just asking them to pay a little more.
And you're asking our taxpayers to give you more.
John, you're starting to sound like a Democrat. My God.
Mrs. Westfall, I was just going to add that I'm interested to hear more about this, and I do agree that we should go and talk about it in our committee meeting after we refer it. And I don't know if they would come to the committee meeting, or maybe we would. You know, I think there's going to be more questions. You know, maybe we can organize some questions in advance, and then they can, you know, respond to them. And maybe they have some more time to think about it versus having to have them on the spot. And one of the things that I would ask, if they want to think about it now, don't answer it if you don't want to, maybe save it for the committee, is, you know, what are you going to do to be competitive with other communities, right? Because in a, you know, you've talked about how farmers markets are popular right now, and a lot of small communities are trying to do that, or even large communities. And when they do become successful at it, right, well, how are we going to keep people coming to ours? But, you know, if you want, you can answer it, or we can take it to a committee. But I do think we should talk about it more.
I think we're excited to answer the committee.
You know, and I think that we really do want to be able to get on with our meeting. I think it's appropriate for us to move to committee. I definitely feel like this is an important conversation. John, you had one more question?
One question in the process. What committee are you?
That's just what we're going to talk about right now, so perfect timing. Certainly we could send it to finance committee because of the budgeting process. We could send it to economic, sorry, to employee relations because of what you do with the distribution of the
other community funds.
Right. Or we could do committee of the whole, which might be an appropriate location based on the interest that I'm hearing from council members. So I would look for some feedback from my, from the council members if you've got a preference.
I would vote for either finance or committee of the whole.
Let's do committee of the whole.
I'll second that.
Okay. So that's great. It's been moved and seconded that we move this issue to the committee of the whole. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So we will set that meeting at the end of our agenda this evening.
And the presumption is that we will do this so that we will have a decision. We'll track it so we have a decision in time for our budget process,
budget.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we'll let you know when that meeting gets set, and you can have the appropriate people join us.
And Toby, just to let these folks know, that what does that mean in terms of our budget process?
The first reading of the budget will be the first meeting in November.
So this is going to happen now?
Pretty quickly. We can set that meeting right now while you're here. And my thinking is that it likely will be before the next council meeting if we don't have something on that agenda yet. And the October 2nd won't work because we've got two public hearings. How about October 16th before the... Although the public hearings aren't set till 7, we could do a 6:15 meeting. Does the 16th...
Well, if we're going to do the 16th, I think we should definitely endeavor to do some work between now and then as our members to get some questions to these folks so they can be prepared. Particularly, we want Mr. Fry to get busy.
10 questions and 47 parts each. Okay, fair enough.
You know what?
The administrative staff understands that because I should ask lots of questions.
That was a little inside joke.
Based on the budgeting process, I know this puts you in a little tough spot, Mr. Mishka, but I do wonder if we should have an initial meeting on October 2nd because if for some reason we need further discussion, we would only have one other meeting prior to this budgeting process.
We do have a hearing scheduled for that night, too.
We do.
But they're both at 7.
You know, I'm good at meeting at 6 on that night, on the 2nd.
If you can.
So you want to do the 6th on the 2nd?
6 o'clock on the 2nd. Would that work for you?
Who's going to take point, Mary, on making sure that we coordinate with them in terms of exactly what Doug is saying, you know, making sure that we get the questions ahead of time and so on? Is that, I mean, who should that be? Bill, I mean, we can delegate it to staff and have Bill do it.
I think that would be appropriate if, see back there, I can't see him.
I know.
where are you? Would you be comfortable with that, Bill, if everybody sends you the questions and you coordinate with Danny? Would that be the right thing? And then we can bring all that information to that meeting, 6 o'clock on October.
Who's going to coordinate that, Bill?
Sanford, thank you very much. Thank you for your time, and we'll look forward
a
to a robust discussion in October. So with that, we'll move on to agenda item number 6. And agenda item number 6 is really just a point of information to confirm that the Plan Commission has reviewed and approved Ordinance number 62-2017 for advancing to the public hearing. So we have a public hearing set for October 2nd, 2017 at 7 o'clock to review that legislation. And that will be posted, and already has been posted, actually. So we're in good shape there, and again, just to make sure you're all aware of that. Item number 7 is the same. The Plan Commission's recommendation on SUP 2-2017, a special use permit for adult day services. It came through City Council to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission reviewed it on September 13th and approved it. So it will go forward to public hearing. It will be at the same evening, October 2nd, 2017. It will follow the other legislation. So again, public hearings for both of those, and just to make sure you're all aware of that. Okay? Any questions from any council members on that? Hearing none, then we'll move on to agenda item number 8. And this is something that went to committee, and I know there were some changes to it. I don't know if Mr. Aller has anything specific that you'd like to speak to on this issue.
No, we made, Mrs. Westfall, we made the changes that we had received. Part of them were editorial changes, and then we made the major changes that were discussed to Section 922. Okay. And we kept three of the sections in. We felt that those were appropriate to stay in the ordinance, but we removed all of the other material, and that will become a rule once this ordinance is passed. Okay.
Perfect. Mr. Mishka, anything to add?
No, actually, I was just going to ask Mr. Hainem. He had some comments about this when we talked about it before.
Okay.
Having some of the specifics taken out, if
yeah,
you are right with that.
I'm very comfortable with the changes.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So with that, Mr. Mishka, would you like to introduce the legislation?
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. I'd like to introduce an ordinance number 59-2017. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Amending Chapter 921, Water Regulations. Amending Chapter 923, Water Service Charges. Adding Chapter 922, Cross Connection Control and Water Quality Protection of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances 1979, as amended, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 59-2017 be approved and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Mishka, final passage.
Ms. Westfall, I'd like to move final passage for ordinance 59-2017.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage for ordinance number 59-2017. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And with that, ordinance 59-2017 moves forward. I know we have some students here from one student from St. Ursula, a few students from Notre Dame Academy. So I just want to share a little bit about what just happened. Our legislation for voting and approval requires two motions to get approved. The city charter requires that all ordinances are read in their entirety 3 times, but with the current day processes that are available, Xerox and internet, we feel that it's possible for both council members and the public to have plenty of time, ample time to review the legislation in advance. So we no longer, so we can do the first motion, waiving the second and third readings, and then we can move forward with the second reading. So the first motion allowed us to waive the second and third readings. The second motion allowed us to move toward final passage as an emergency measure. We need 5 or more council members to approve an ordinance so that it can pass in one reading in one night, rather than waiting for 2 additional readings. So it's a little complicated, but we will be doing in some additional legislation, so you can listen for that. In this case, Mr. Mishka introduced the legislation because he is the chairman of the Utilities Committee. There are 8 committees, is that right? 7 mm-hmm. or 8 committees?
8.
So we'll go around and I'll let the fellow council members share with you what committees they're in charge of. Mr. Hainem.
Yeah, I'm the chair of Annexation and Zoning.
I'm the chair of Parks and Forestry.
I'm Jason Mishka, and I'm chair of the, as she said, the Utilities and Environment Committee.
And I'm Mary Westfall, and I am chair of Finance and Safety Committees.
I'm Sandy Hussman. I'm chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry. I'm the chair of Streets.
And I'm Mark Lukey. I'm the chair of the Employee and Community Relations Committee.
So there you have it. Thank you all. And with that, we'll move on to agenda item nine, Main Street Reconstruction Project. And I think that Mr. Aller can bring us up to speed on this and...
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. This is one, we have four properties that we are dealing with as far as temporary easements for our Main Street Reconstruction Project. This easement is the first one that's come back signed and is complete and ready to move forward. This is the agreement for the Speedway Station, and we've come to an agreement of a payment of $928 with them. These negotiations are handled by our consultants that are ODOT qualified for the such services, and we would recommend approval of the easement.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. So with that, Mr. Fry, would you like to introduce the legislation?
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 65-2017. All members of council having received copies previously, I will read by title only. Accepting the temporary construction easement from the Speedway LLC relative to the Main Street Reconstruction Project, dedicating the easement for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 65-2017 be approved, waiving the second and third readings. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 65-2017.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance Number 65-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 65-2017 is approved. Thank you very much. Now moving on to the agreement for replacement of the overhead lead-in sign at Interchange US 23 and SR 51. And again, I'm going to defer to Mr. Aller to bring us up to speed on that.
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. You probably have noticed that in the sign that used to be across Monroe Street, as you cross US 23, that sign was damaged by a truck several months ago, actually. And when that occurred, they took a look at the framing. There was some damage to the framing that occurred. And so they basically went back and did some redesign, update the framing as well as the signage to current standards, if you will. They're now ready to start moving forward with that project. Because that project is within the city of Sylvania, we just simply need to consent to ODOT doing that work. There's no cost to us for the project at all. We just have to provide consent, and I would recommend that we pass this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. It does seem like something that's a bit of a no-brainer. So with that, we're going to invite Mr. Fry to advance the legislation.
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 66-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, to enter into an agreement between the State of Ohio, Department of Transportation, and the City of Sylvania to replace an overhead lead-in sign located at the interchange of US 23 and SR 51 in the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance 66-2017 be approved and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 66-2017.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 66-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance Number 66-2017 is approved. Thank you very much. So now we are moving on to agenda item number 11, committee reports. And Mr. Lutke, I look forward to your report on the Employee and Community Relations Committee.
Yes, Ms. Westphal. Community Relations Committee met this evening at 7 o'clock. We had three items on the agenda. The first was a presentation by our graphic design consultants, Ray Betts and Danny Fuller, to update the committee on the status of the 2018 city calendar. I think you know from previous discussions that the theme this year will be trees in the Tree City, and they provided us with a sampling of about a half dozen graphic pieces, photographs that they propose to use in the calendar. They tell us that the production of the calendar is on track. We'll have it in time for distribution before the end of the year. So stay tuned for more of the creative from that group. The second piece of business was an honorary designation of a public facility under the process that is incorporated into our code. Application comes with the participation and support of the Arts Commission and the Board of Education, as well as the mayor. And it is for an individual named Don Townsend. Mr. Townsend spent 28 years as a art teacher at Northview. In that role, he came in contact with thousands of students in his classes over time. But more notably, he became a highly recognized working artist in a Italian art technique called strappito. And he has been extremely successful not only in selling his art nationally and globally, but also has his work placed in such high-profile places as the Standard Oil Company World Headquarters, the American Bar Association World Headquarters, the Wexner Medical Center at Ohio State University, and others. We felt that it was very appropriate to find a place in Sylvania that would reflect Mr. Townsend's contributions, and therefore it was recommended to the committee that we name the bridge on Silica Road in front of Northview High School the Don Townsend Gateway Bridge. The committee voted 4-0 to approve that and recommend to council that we do that. It's appropriate that we're doing this now because on September 27th, the Arts Commission is having its annual event and is naming Mr. Townsend their Artist of the Year. And so what we'd like to do is to try to keep this under wraps for 10 days and make this part of the presentation that night, have a kind of a surprise naming for him. The only thing we need for that to happen is a an approval from City Council. So in a minute, I will read a piece of legislation for that to happen. Final piece was a discussion of the council's reappointments to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Mark Clark and Carol Lynn Huber's terms are up at the end of December, and we have to reappoint them. So we'll come back before the end of the year with those recommendations.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lutke.
So that said, Ms. Bryan, do we need just a motion on that?
Yep.
Okay. Unless there's any questions from members of council, I'd like to move that we name the Silica Road Bridge over 10 Mile Creek south of Monroe Street as the Don Townsend Gateway Bridge.
It's been moved and seconded that the Don Townsend Gateway Bridge be established in the location indicated by Mr. Lutke. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
That's
very exciting and sounds like a really...
I'm sure he'll be delighted. He's already been thrilled at the... I have to say that the reception that the Arts Commission has planned has sold out, and it's sold out in record time. So apparently Mr. Townsend has a lot of fans out there who want to come and wish him well.
Very good. Thank you very much. Are there any committee referrals to come before council? Hearing none, we have item number 13, Sister City Commission, an update from Mr. Lutke.
Right, and as you know, the council created a formal Sister City Commission earlier this year, and one of the things that has been a major focus for the commission so far this year is celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Sister City relationship between Sylvania and Woodstock. And so the committee has been working very, very hard to create some events around that. I think, as you know, the Sister City organization is engaged and benefits from the Fall Festival Parade. and it's been traditional that we trade delegations between Woodstock and Sylvania for the, for our parade and for their Santa Claus parade in November. This year, I am told that the mayor of Woodstock and his three children are coming down to visit with us that, that day, along with the longtime city council lore, as they say it in Canada, Ron Frazier, and a number of others. And the highlight of that activity, in addition to the Fall Festival Parade, is a 25th anniversary dinner to be held on Saturday, October 14th at Highland Meadows. And I just want to make you all aware of that. I believe that there'll be a formal announcement coming out in the next few days, but it would be really wonderful to show support for our Canadian friends by having more than just one member of City Council, which would be me, showing up for the, that event. I'm sure the mayor is going to be there as well, but it's something that certainly could be part of your council activities. And it'll, and more details will come, but look at your calendar. Hope you can be there. Bring your spouses and significant others if you can.
Thank you, Mr. Lucchi. You know, I've had the pleasure of attending a few of those dinners
over the
years.
I know you've gone to Canada, right?
And I've also been to Canada for the Christmas parade, so
yeah.
We've done it all. And it always is a lot of fun, and you always learn something new. It's interesting to learn a little bit about how they... how their government functions differently than ours, and they are also always very highly energized to be here. Last year they came in at the Halloween parade and it was torrential downpours. I don't know if anybody remembers that. We were drenched, and they still wanted to go out for lunch afterwards, so we all went soaking wet over to Ralphie's and had a wonderful afternoon drying off there.
My sense is the Canadians are partiers.
Maybe a little.
Think about it this way. I'd like to ask every council member to participate in one activity for Sister Cities in a year. And I think this going to the thing on the 14th would be better than driving to Canada, right?
Canada is fun, though.
All right. Are we going to receive a formal invitation?
I think we're working on that now.
Okay.
Right. And I think there will be no financial obligation by council members to participate in this. So it's...
We heard it from you.
Yeah.
So.
All
good.
Get off the chair.
I heard it from.
Someone else.
Did I hear it from Toby? It's in the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Lucchi. Okay, so at your seats this evening, you received the Board of Architectural Review minutes and the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission minutes, so just for your information. Also, the 66th Annual Conference Renaissance Hotel information, so please take a look at that, and if you have any interest, perhaps let me know, and I'll let the mayor know, and we'll figure out what that all means. So from there, is there any other business to come before City Council this evening? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the Sylvania City Council meeting for September 18th, 2017. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be Monday, October 2nd, 2017, here in the council chambers. With that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.